Ian Allison joins us from Spruce Meadows. Mr. Allison, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Mr. Pinder. How are you?
Great. Listen, I've been hearing some vicious rumors about you and your company with some exciting news regarding soccer in our city. And yesterday, the Canadian Premier League announced that Calgary, and I want to get the wording right, has been approved by Soccer Canada for sanctioning team something. I mean, what do we know? What don't we know? What can we say? What can't we say?
Well, I can say they're not vicious rumors. And okay. I can say that Soccer Canada, during its annual meeting in Yellowknife this past weekend, sanctioned pro club licensing for Calgary in the Canadian Premier League. And we are thrilled to have been part of that exercise for the last number of years and intensely for the last 12 months for sure, as the CPL under some great leadership is starting to take form to commence play in the spring of 2019.
A year from now, we'll already be underway. Right. Is it official we have a team in Calgary for next year, or is this just all the dotting of the I's and T's that we're hearing publicly?
No, it's official that we have a team in Calgary next year. Of course, there are some prescriptive measures that now go through the administrative levels of FIFA and all those types of things, because this is the first purely national league, professional national league in Canada, and we are underway in full steam ahead, and that team will be announced and playing at Spruce Meadows commencing in 2019.
Amazing. Tell me about Spruce Meadows, the group, and their interest in soccer, and how long you've been working at this.
Well, the interest is, as the people of Calgary know, is sport and community, international, and opportunity. And when we looked at this, we recognized how many parallels there were to the journey we commenced on 43 years ago in international show jumping. Canadians didn't really have an opportunity or a pathway. They didn't know how they benchmarked on the world stage. And, you know, since that time, Canadians have made it to the medal podium 25 times at Olympic and World Championship and World Cup events in international show jumping. And Spruce Meadows has become, you know, one of the major venues and events in the world. And we think there are many parallels possible, given the drought that's happened in particularly men's football, men's soccer, since 1986, with not qualifying for the World Cup. And for opportunity and pathway for Canadians who play up through the system by the millions and then reach a dead end. So there are all sorts of upsides. We play on grass. We're used to divots. You know, we go in all sorts of weather, and we have some real scalability at Spruce Meadows too, to allow us to be in this for the very, very long term.
What can you tell us about a potential venue? Because you've told us they're going to play at Spruce Meadows, but as it stands, you've got, I don't even know what the correct terminology would be, but a sort of ring of sorts for show jumping. Is that a venue you'd share? What do you have for seating capacity? Where do you want to go? How much work has to be done?
Well, the fortunate thing is we have a number of venues that have already been inspected by the powers that be in Canada Soccer and FIFA for standards. And our plan is to do some significant renovations to one of the venues so we can open play in a 5,000 to 7,000 seat capacity with corporate hosting and a very, very unique look and feel for the game that I think the fans are going to love. And then as we move forward, we've looked at and have started to plan on a go forward basis in 3 to 5 years if the market accepts the product and the game and the fan base to be able to expand that capacity to meet the demands of the fans here in Calgary.
Boy, it's exciting. And, you know, I've known Tommy for a long time, and he's been hinting at this league coming around. And, you know, we finally got news, I want to say a week or a week and a half ago, that there's a start date. Now we're hearing franchise name, at least cities for franchises. Did you know Vancouver is called Port City? I guess that's new. So there'll be one in suburban Vancouver.
Is it going to be in Vancouver?
Well, I would think it's probably suburban Vancouver. There's one in suburban Toronto and York, and there's already MLS presence in both those cores, so that makes some sense. I believe Winnipeg and Hamilton was an announcement with the CPL quite some time ago, and right. Now there's talk of yourself, Halifax, and some others. I mean, you had alluded to it. This is a massive development for this sport in this country because We've got so many bloody participants, more than people who play hockey, and yet it stalls out when you get to the elite levels and towards adulthood. There's not a lot of places left for people to go.
It really does. And, you know, the MLS, for all of the success that it has had and the three franchises in Canada, you know, it is an American league with some very good Canadians playing in it. But we are going to be loaded up with Canadian players on the pitch all the time, not, you know, holding places on the sidelines, and provide also all of the elements that are so successful when you look at other national leagues, whether they be the Bundesliga or the EPL or, you know, name them around the world, that have development systems and academies and those kinds of things as we go forward. This has been many years in both its concept and design, and has some, you know, terrific leadership at the league level to guide those of us, for instance, in our own experience at Spruce Meadows. We are very used to running a sports franchise at a high level, but without a team. So working in a league's construct is quite different, and it's been wonderfully educational, and it's been a terrific adventure thus far. But as you say, there are a lot of boxes to tick administratively and in governance matters before you get to this stage. But now we've opened up the runway, and we've got 12 months.
Ian Allison joins us from Spruce Meadows. It's exciting, and yet there's so much we as footy or soccer fans have to figure out. You have not announced the name of a franchise. You have not announced a logo for a franchise. You have not told us who's going to run this franchise that Spruce Meadows essentially has been given a license to have moving forward in the CPL. When do we expect a lot of these blanks to be filled out?
Those blanks, Ryan, will all be filled out prior to the end of this month. There has been a lot of work done in creating our manifesto, our brand, our shield, our story. We have been working diligently to set up all of the other elements that you have alluded to, and all of those things in good time, my friend. It was not to be coy about it all, but we really did have to come through Yellowknife and actually be able to be, you know, licensed as a pro club before you can let any of that information and pull the trigger on any of those kinds of things. Because otherwise, you know, things can happen in the world of sports federations. So we needed to be sure that we were out of the box and running. And now the back of house work that's been done for the last number of months and years can now start being revealed. And it will be in the not too distant future.
It's great news, all very exciting, and we eagerly anticipate all the work you've been doing behind the scenes becoming more public over the next few weeks. I'm quoting you, before the end of the month. So, great news.
This is a terrific soccer market, as you well know, and there's many, many clubs here that are hungry for it. The league has done its market research, and we're tremendously excited to be on board.
All right, don't be a stranger. Anytime there's more news, we'd love to hear from you, and best of luck here with the unveiling of more of the details.
Thanks so much, Ryan. I appreciate it.
There's Ian Allison of Spruce Meadows. They set to run the franchise of the incoming Canadian Premier League.